Music session number 24901, Reel 6.
Sergeant Brad's Reel 6. You were saying there was a sore point with you.
Yes, because we were doing this, and we used to do a lot of jobs beside, go out to these schools that had movements, you know, what they call them. There was a posh schools with these and give them their things. Anyway, I'd been back a little while, and somebody came into the room and said, the CO wants to see you. I said, oh. So he said, yeah, I'm going to go see him. So I said, I wasn't a sergeant then, although I got to be a sergeant after. See, when you were in the army and you got promoted and sometimes like that, you had to do it so long before you were sort of certified in the job, see. We hadn't, but we did do after. We caught up with us and we got back. And he said to me, I've got to send somebody to a course, he says. I was thinking about sending your friend, but he said, I noticed that he's had malaria, he says, and you're about the only one that didn't have a malaria while we were serving abroad. He says, so it looks as if it's going to be you. So I said, oh, all right then. So when I got back into the hut, or wherever we were, and I told people where I was going, there was one or two of the old timers had been on it before, and they said, what you want to do is go and drown yourself now. Well, when I got to this place, I went on the Sunday. It was in Wales, and it was out of the world, out of this world. And what I was carrying on, there was you were doing all you had different jobs each day. You see, one day you might be a column commander. You might be section commander, or then you might be something else, and doing this, and we'd be doing this and doing that. And we used to, because this, they said that the quality of some of the permanent staff wasn't up to scratch, you see. So I thought we ought to do some as well. And I got sent on this course, and it was near. Where was it near? Snowden. It was in Wales, near Snowdon. Yes, that's right, at the bottom of Mount Snowdon it was, and Cwm Duthoc. And, yes, what a place it was. It was freezing. There was two, you were in a tent, about eight of you in a tent, with two little tiny warmers up, and you were out every morning about 6 o'clock. We used to go out at night time over the moors, and we used to climb over these loose stone walls that the sheep farmers used to erect, and you'd have blokes hanging by the nose from these where they'd slipped, you know, and the screams of, oh God, it was awful. Anyway, we'd have us out listening to doing non-existory things. And they said to me, I want you to, what was it? Yes, it was all of us. Yes, it was in, and we are out, as I say, we're out at morning, out of thing, and on Monday we had to go up into and crawl through a river, and it was God knows how many degrees below zero, and all this, and you didn't take your clothes off, and you had your rifle in your hand, and you had to go across with it. You couldn't go any other way. It had to be out of the water, and your elbows had to be in the water to support it. See, and they were firing live ammunition from the other side, and in the event of somebody being killed or something, there was only about 1%. They were allowed a percentage of people to get knocked off on this. And then I think they sent some biscuits up for us. We're all stood there, nearly naked, in the rain and snow, and then we had to run back to our huts and get changed. Well, the only thing you could put on was the wet clothes you'd taken off yesterday. Oh, was I glad to get away from there. I thought about mutinying. Anyway, when the... the CO, they used to have these little things like people, given, telling what job they left and all this, that, and the other, this, that, and the other. And so somebody had to get up and give a talk about something. So, no, we didn't know about anything. And so, I said, well, he said, well, if you haven't got any experiences in home life and this, that, and the other, if you've had any experiences in the army, you see, well, while you've been in the forces. And so I said, well, I could tell you, the story of the Chindits in Burma for half an hour. Oh, would you? He says, would you? Why? And anything to get out of it, you see. So I got on and I started to explain all why it came about and all this, that, and the other. And everybody was quite easy, quiet, because they didn't want to have to do one themselves. And I kept it up, this one, and for about a quarter of an hour or so. And we were only supposed to do about 10 minutes or 15 minutes on these little talks. And just as I was getting ready to, I was just going to say to the sergeant, well, don't you think my 12 minutes is up? And in came the chief from the commander, yes, old commander, and he said, with his little dog, and he was stood there for a few minutes, and I said, well, I'm going to finish. He said, don't you think you could, would you mind carrying on, Corporal, and can you tell us more about this? He said, it sounds very fascinating. And so I had to start and give a whole thing for him before I could get, up. But when my result came through, I got a good mark from the commandant. I thought he didn't do anything less.
Do you remember what you were doing when the war came to an end?
Yes. I was...
You were down there,
weren't you? I was down there, yes. Yes, down in... Yes, I was in Warwickshire. And... we'd been transferred to a place near Wales, just a corner of Wales there, and Chester. And we were done from there. We were given our money and tickets to go, and there was a big outfitters up there. You know, you could go in and get your clothes, you know, civilian clothes, and then you got how much leave have we got then? Miles of leave then before you need eight weeks, I think it was, before you need turn. That's right, 8 weeks before you need turn up at your, before you could go back to work and demand your job back, which the government were forced to do this to give them. It was a ruling. But if you took more time off and didn't go back within the stipulated 8 weeks, then you were off their list if they wanted you off their list.
What happened to you? Did you go back to John Barron?
Yes, I went back to John Barron's, yes. And then I went to... went to John Barron's. Pardon?
Registry office.
Then, yes, I went to the... register office, births, deaths, and marriages, and I had that till now.
You'd been a soldier for 6 years.
Yeah.
Did you find it difficult going back into civil life?
I suppose you found it, you know, things were more strict. You couldn't take jigger off anywhere, you know. If you were working in a firm and all like that, you had to be stick to the rules and that. But on the other hand, you didn't get messed about like you did in the forces. You were treated with a bit more respect, and. Yes, I got this job, and I didn't think I was, at first I didn't think I was going to like it, because there was a lot of stuff to know. But then I got up the scale 3 times, didn't I? I was a birth registrar of births, deaths, and marriages, and a few more things. I used to go out to church weddings on Saturdays and things like that, where they hadn't got any priests. A lot of these Catholic churches didn't have them, and they had to send a registrar out. Well, that got me out many Saturday afternoons and that. And
when you left the army, did you keep in touch with your old regiment?
No, because it was a southern regiment, and some of these regiments were disbanded and joined together with others. For instance, I was in the Leicesters, and their neighbouring partners were what was it? The begins with A.
They just joined a few together, didn't they?
Yes, yes.
And eventually became part of the Royal Anglians.
Yes, that's right. They did. The Anglians. Yes, the North. The Anglians. Yes. And so there was no continuation of what had gone on before. Everybody was glad to get out as well, and they didn't want to go down there. But and then Leonard and I went down once to see some of them, and then came back. But that's all. We didn't make a.
But did you keep in touch with anyone?
No.
Leonard did.
Pardon?
Leonard was with you.
Pardon?
Leonard was with you in the. Leonard was with you.
Yes, well, I had a friend that I had all through the war,
yeah,
and lived near me, and we always stuck together.
Yeah,
and we did right up to now. He's married like I am, and I've got a family, and he doesn't live now near to me, so I don't see much of him. But, I wouldn't have. I wouldn't have liked to have missed having been in the forces.
What are the advantages then of having been in?
I think that you know a bit more. Well, you have something to offer, haven't you, to people? If you know, they expect something from you. If you've been in the forces, you've got to be competent with arms and competent with all the various things. You'd want in an army. Some people would want to go into the the band, which they sometimes took them across, the things like that. But I was always glad I'd been in. I felt as if I'd done something. I wouldn't have liked to, although the danger of being wounded was high, I wouldn't have stayed in the firm I was working for as a, wanted man or something. I wouldn't have liked to have done that. Or I wouldn't have liked to have been unfit for the job, There's times when you used to curse them in the army, but in the end you had friends and you had mates and you had everything like that, and it made a man out of you. I'm sure it did. Made a man out of me.